You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Conducting Conversations. And we are going to have a very pleasant evening listening to some wonderful music provided to us by Music on the Hill, which is a great organization that we're going to find out about. They have a performance coming up in the very near future, and I am here this evening with John Pellegrino, who is the president of Music on the Hill. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you with us this evening. And his lovely wife, Alice. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you.
And Alice is a member of the board of directors of Music on the Hill. And I know that last year, at this time, we had an interview with some Music on the Hill people, and they were relatives of yours, I believe, anyway, and that was Carol and Kristen were here last year talking about events of Music on the Hill. But for anyone that might have missed that show, we're going to kind of fill in the details about what the organization does and where it's going to be and all these wonderful things. First of all, John, let's start with you. And you have been in Rhode Island a while, I'm guessing, right?
Rhode Island's my home. I grew up here, was away for schooling for probably 6 or 7 years, and then back to Rhode Island, teaching and performing professionally.
And you've been teaching at Rhode Island College for quite a number of years.
40 years.
40 years at Rhode Island College. Yeah. So a lot of people know who you are now because think of the thousands of students that went through the college in those years and probably had the opportunity to work with you or meet you and all those associated with that. So it's great to have you here with all the experiences you're going to be able to share with us. And Alice, you've been in this area quite a while too, right?
Yes, about 48 years.
48 years, and that's amazing. So you moved here when you were 2.
I moved here when I married a Rhode Islander. They don't leave home.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's
I
a good
married
thing.
Her when I was 2.
Well, welcome to Rhode Island 48 years later. But we're going to find out about Music on the Hill now. I know a misconception by a lot of people about Music on the Hill. When you're in Rhode Island or in the greater Providence area and someone says the Hill, they usually are referring to a section of Providence called Federal Hill, where all the restaurants are and the wonderful atmosphere. But this has nothing to do with that, right?
This is not Atwells Avenue.
Not Atwells Avenue.
No.
All right. This is Music on the Hill is referring to a place in East Greenwich. Is that correct?
That's correct. Our history goes back to, we can trace it back to the 1800s, when concerts were given at the East Greenwich Academy. And that was located next to St. Luke's Church. Priscilla Rigg, who was the music director at St. Luke Church, choir director and organist, began this 35 years ago. One of the reasons was that there was a gasoline shortage, and she was trying to keep people close to home, so she began this series at that time. It's been quite successful, except for the last few years when we start losing our audience. We had very good concerts, but our audience was getting old on us, and we were losing audience, and we almost folded until we came through with some new ideas.
New ideas are a good thing, and new talent is a good thing.
Yeah.
And your son, John Mark Pellegrino, has become very involved, right, Alice?
That's correct.
And the new direction that has taken over, what is his title?
He's artistic director, and it was his concept that redesigned Music on the Hill, so that we have bringing Rhode Island professional musicians from who have established careers around the country to come back and perform for
Excellent.
Rhode Island place that they love and communities they want to give back to.
Right, so a coming home type of thing where someone was perhaps born here or went to school here and then they moved off with their career to New York or California or Tennessee or wherever they might be.
Correct.
And they'll all be coming back home again to perform and to perform some wonderful music, which we had a chance to listen to this evening. Actually, we're going to listen to some of last year's recordings, right, from the 34th annual. Well, why don't we go to a piece of music right now, and then we'll come back and talk some more and let you know about where this year's festival is going to be in time and place and so forth. But let's go to our first piece of music, and John, why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, the first piece is by Mozart. It's an oboe quintet in C major, Kirkel 406, and we're doing one movement, the Allegro, in
right.
C minor. Could I mention that the soloist is Anne Marie Gabriel, who's playing oboe, and she grew up in Forster, Gloucester area, and now she is the oboist in the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and so she is the featured soloist on this piece.
Excellent. All right, we'll listen to that now and come back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
Now, Alice, listening to this great music, we have to tell the audience that we're kind of in the middle of the festival at this point, because you've had 3 days of wonderful music, and then next weekend you have a chance for 2 more days, and that's what our audience can get to if they have the opportunity. And where will those 2 days be held next weekend?
Well, on June the 12th, we're having a concert that's called Celebrating Haydn, Mozart, Schumann, and Brahms, which is going to appeal to a lot of people because of the familiarity of those composers. And that's being held at Holy Apostles Catholic Church on Pippin Orchard Road in Cranston. One of the reasons that we have done this is because we are trying to make our concerts more accessible to the different communities in Rhode Island.
Rather than just having it in one place all the time and making everyone travel, it moves around. Great idea.
It's such a big state.
Well, you know Rhode Islanders, right? They don't want to travel too far. But and then how about Sundays?
Yes, this 14th is a special. It's one of our signature concerts, and one of our missions is to be innovative. We have the artistic director invented was a culinary concert.
A culinary concert.
Yes.
So this is a concert made by rubbing fruit together.
In some cases, that could be true, I suppose. But it's the first course is wine and appetizers.
I see.
The main course, of course, is music.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final course is dessert and coffee. And in this case, if the weather's forgiving, we'll be in the courtyard.
Excellent.
For the food part, and in the sanctuary for the concert.
And that's where again, on Sunday?
That is at St. Rose and Clement Church on Long Street in Warwick.
Okay, in Warwick on Sunday. Excellent. And what time is that going to be?
That is at 7 o'clock. As a matter of fact, so is the 12th at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so both at 7 o'clock. And if people would like to buy tickets in advance, can they do that by calling a phone number?
Yes, there's a phone number. There's also a website.
All right.
The phone number is 884-8172, and the website is musiconthehillrhodeisland.com.
Excellent. So if you need information on that, we'll review that again at the end of the evening tonight. But that's how you can get tickets and make sure that you're not left out in the courtyard. You want to hear the music. John, let's go to our next piece of music, which is a Rebecca Clark piece, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Rebecca Clark, a female composer, born and raised in England, but spent all of her adulthood in the United States and is claimed as English and American nationality. She was a violist, and this is written for clarinet and viola. Now, the clarinetist is Daniel Gilbert. He's an excellent clarinet player. My son, John Mark, met him at Juilliard, and they have been friends ever since. He was a freelance clarinet player for a few years in New York City, and then took the job with the Cleveland Orchestra, Cleveland Symphony, played second clarinet for about 12 years, and then decided, and also did a lot of teaching. But he decided he'd like to do more teaching, so he is now the clarinet teacher at the University of Michigan, and that gives him time to go around the country performing solos with orchestras and playing in chamber music, and he's enjoying that career very much. The violist is Susan Lefebvre, and she's from Houston, Texas, and she is again this year, and she's back with us. And so this is for clarinet and viola.
All right. And that's amazing that they, because you might not know this, but I went to Juilliard.
You did.
I did. I bought a sandwich in the cafeteria there one time. And that's about as close as I got. All right, we'll listen to this piece, and then we'll be back with more after a short break with more of Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening listening to some wonderful music from last year's performance of Music on the Hill, which was the 34th annual celebration, and this is going to be the 35th year, and we are here with Alice and John Pellegrino, and they are telling us all about the wonderful things that happened last year, as well as the things that will be happening next weekend. And Alice, one of the key ingredients to all of this, as we've mentioned, is your son, John Mark Pellegrino. Tell us a little bit about John.
Well, John is a double bass player. He's currently the acting principal bassist of the Columbus Symphony. He went to college in New York City,
Manhattan
School of Music, and his master's from Juilliard, and we are talking about some of those folks. And these kinds of experiences for him have led him to thinking about all the wonderful talent that's been nurtured here in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided that he would, that was his, a dream of his that we never knew anything about until three summers ago.
Right.
And so John, that's how that blossomed.
Where is he spend his time now? Where is he located? In the country. He's not here in Rhode Island.
He's in the Columbus Symphony.
Columbus,
Ohio.
All right, Columbus, Ohio. And so he's making the return back here, the triumphant return with friends, as they say.
Yes.
John, tell us about this, the people involved in this next piece that we're going to hear, along with John Mark.
Okay, first I guess I have to make a correction.
Okay.
It's Suzanne.
Suzanne, that
right,
we mentioned earlier
Susan,
in the last piece, right?
My error.
No problem.
Many times. Also on this piece, we have Dan Gilbert, again, on clarinet. We talked about him. Elisa Kohansky is the cellist. Elisa grew up in Warwick. She went to Veterans High School.
That's the opposing high
that's
school that I went to.
Right, right.
Because I went to Pilgrim.
You played football, right?
Right. Oh, all right. We'll let that pass. So she went to Veterans High School.
And since they did not have an orchestra at Veterans High School, she would go over to Tollgate High School. You know about that one,
too. Well, see, that wasn't even built when I was there.
And she would play in my sister-in-law's orchestra, which was the Tollgate High School Orchestra. So she grew up playing cello in Warwick at Tollgate High School, though she attended Veterans.
Mm-hmm.
John Mark is playing double bass on this. And Michelle Baker is playing horn. Now, Michelle, Dan Gilbert, and my son were attending Juilliard together, and they became sort of a buddy trio in which they hung out together and stayed friends for many, many years, still good friends. Michelle plays horn in the Metropolitan Orchestra. The bassoonist is Michael Parker Holly, and he has a vast background. Right now, he's a visiting lecturer at the University of South Carolina, and he does lots of freelancing, and he is the husband of our flute player who is playing with us these days.
That's everyone's connected somehow.
Everyone's connected.
All right.
So that makes up the group for this Nielsen piece.
All right. So we'll listen to the Nielsen piece, and then we'll be back with more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the piece we just listened to, Alice, give us a little bit more background on that actual piece of music.
Well, the Nielsen's title is Serenata in Vano, and what that is all about is a serenade that went in vain, because these nice young male musicians who came to serenade a sweet, lovely young woman stood under her balcony and played, and she never showed.
So, I hate that when that happens.
There's sort of a musical sigh you may have heard, and they then decide, oh, well, and they start this tune over again and go into the distance back to town. My husband says probably to go to have a beer.
Well, whatever was right. But so it was a great piece. And John, let's go to the next piece, which is going to change gears considerably, I would guess, from this last one that we listened to.
Yes, it's the Prokofiev Quintet, opus number 39 in G minor. And we'll be listening to one movement of that. Allegro Precipitato, and it has Deborah Teon Price playing violin. Deborah grew up in Warwick.
Don't tell me another Warwick vets girl.
No, she went to Tollgate.
Oh, okay, all right.
So we've
got to get Pilgrim in here somewhere.
She was trained under my sister-in-law, taking violin lessons and playing in the orchestra, and she's in San Francisco now. She plays in the San Francisco Opera, I believe, orchestra, and does some freelance playing. Suzanne Lefebvre is playing viola. John Mark is playing double bass. Anne-Marie Gabriel is playing oboe. And Dan Gilbert is the clarinetist again.
All right, then we'll give that a listen and take a short break after that and be back with more of Music on the Hill.
Thank you.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
We are back on Conducting Conversations and having a great evening listening to a lot of music that was performed on Music on the Hill last year. And this year's concert is festival is half over, but we still have next Saturday and Sunday to go, and we want to make sure everybody at home knows about that. And I'm speaking with Alice Pellegrino and John Pellegrino, who are very involved. John is president of Music on the Hill, and Alice is on the board of directors. And their son, John Mark Pellegrino, is the artistic director of the whole event. Now, Alice, if I were to say to you, what do these names have in common? Lisa, Steve, Christina, Susan, and Donna. What would that mean? How did I pull those out of the air?
These are people who are all performing this season, but are not all appearing in these concerts or being heard tonight.
Okay, so not on the recordings that we're having to be able to listen to tonight, but they'll be performing on Saturday and Sunday. And why don't you give us a little bit more about them?
All right. Susan Culpo is a violist from Rhode Island. She was born, I believe, in Cranston, but if not, she was there as an infant and has lived there ever since and is currently living there.
Okay.
And is the assistant principal violist in the Rhode Island Philharmonic and has played many, 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 many times in Boston for the various performances in that community.
And she was a substitute violist in the Boston Symphony for many years.
Okay. And Lisa?
Lisa Dempsey is from South County. She is the daughter of John Dempsey, who was a professor at URI.
Okay.
Steve Vakke is a bassoonist who is now at the University of Oregon. And he's new to the festival this year, but is coming back to perform with us. We're looking forward very much to hearing him.
Great. And Christina?
Christina Brindell has lived here so long, she feels as though she's a Rhode Islander. And she is, in fact, the pianist in the Chrysalis Trio, which is comprised of Kristen Pellegrino, Elisa Kohansky, and on cello, Kristen plays violin, of course, and Christina plays the piano.
Excellent. And then the last one that we mentioned is Donna.
Donna Lee is a concert pianist and a professor of piano at Kent State University in mm-hmm. Ohio. Concertizes a lot and is going to be one of the two pianists that we have this year, and incidentally is Daniel Gilbert's wife.
Okay, and everything is tied together. John, let's go to our next piece of music, which is Beethoven, and tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear.
Okay, this is the septet in E-flat major, opus 20, and we're going to listen to two movements of this, and I'd like to talk about some of the players that were just mentioned, but Evan Price is the violinist. Now, Evan Price is the husband of Deborah Teon, Deborah grew up in Warwick. And Evan played in the Turtle Island String Quartet for about 10 years.
Very famous group.
Very creative and very famous group.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's in another group called the San Francisco Hot Five, if I'm correct. So he's playing violin. Susan Culpo is the violist. We know about her. Trevor Handy is the cellist. Now, Trevor grew up in Boston, but he is the husband of Anne Marie Gabriel, the oboe player. John Pellegrino, our son, is a double bass. Dan Gilbert is a clarinetist. Michelle Baker is playing horn. And Michael Barker-Holly is our bassoonist. and they make up the septet.
That'll be playing in this next piece, so we'll listen to that now. I want to make sure that we tell our audience that's listening to this, wherever they might be listening, because they do have opportunity to listen on the World Wide Web, which means they could be in London, or they could be in Taiwan, or they could be in Australia, and they probably won't have a chance to get here on Saturday, but you never know. Someone might hop on a plane.
Well, thank you.
But for the people that are listening on the radio in this nearby area, once again, the two performances on Saturday and Sunday are going to be where and when?
Saturday's performance. No, I'm sorry. It's not Saturday. It's Friday, June the 12th.
Sorry about that.
And it's at Holy Apostles Catholic Church. It's called Celebrating Haydn, Mozart, Schumann, and Brahms. Holy Apostles Church is on Pippin Orchard Road. You can find out how to get there if you go on our website. They have a map for you to show you how to get your car there if you don't know. And on Sunday, the 14th, we're having a culinary concert called the European Excursion. And that's at St. Rose and Clement's Church on Long Street in Warwick. You may buy tickets by calling 884-8172 or going on our website and learning ever so much more than just tickets about us at musiconthehillri.com.
All right. Well, that's good information to have, and that's Friday, just let me say that again, Friday evening and Sunday evening, and both at 7 o'clock. And John, you've had already, here we are in the middle of the festival, and you've had some great things happen already, correct?
Yes. I'd like to mention that Ron Leonard, who was from Rhode Island, grew up in Rhode Island, a very musical family, but he was an outstanding cellist as a high school player, was principal cellist with the Los Angeles Philharmonic, played for Zubin Mehta, Michael Tilson Thomas, Andre Previn, and so forth. He has been back, and he has played for us. He's played the first two concerts, which have already taken place, and we were absolutely thrilled to have him join us this year.
That's great, and to have someone like that that's willing to come back to Rhode Island and be part of this festival is a great thing, and I guess that's what it's all about. John, take us through this last piece of music that you have for us, which is from last year's concert, and tell us about this one.
All right, we're still in the Beethoven, and this is the last movement, Andante con molto alla marcia, presto. And this will finish up our musical part of the program today.
Excellent. I want to thank you both for coming down today. Alice, thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And John, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for inviting us.
I'm sure it's meant a lot to a lot of people that have the opportunity that know both of you that can listen to this and know that you're both doing well and involved in this great project. And hopefully there'll be another 35 years that go on for Music on the Hill. And thank you all for listening. And see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.